coherence means it's an optimal state in which your heart, the mind, and emotions are all in sync. So that's what being in the zone of coherence means. So it's a prime enabler of behavior change. It's a prime enabler in stress modification. It helps us build resilience mm-hmm. and improves energy reserves. Mm-hmm. It brings structure. It brings an order to the structure, harmony and alignment, whether it be in the cells, the organs, and in your body, or even to go outside of your body, even in groups of people, societies. So we can kind of extrapolate this coherence, not just in you, but to bring harmony, basically, in the environment around you. So the more you are in coherence, you can actually create coherence around you. And this is like the best thing ever, because they've done experiments on it. They actually had, four people in a room who were completely in coherence. And they measured it, because they can measure it with, instruments. They have, if you go on HeartMath, they will tell you that it's called EM wave and everything. And what they did was they measured this, first to make sure these people are in coherence. And then they introduced people who are all scattered and, like in their thought loops, not really in coherence, into that room. So what happened after a while is, because these people were in the room with people who were in coherence, they gradually actually went into the same harmony. So that is why when I say that you want to go inward and change yourself, you're actually bringing harmony to the rest of the world also. Mm-hmm. So that is the best way to bring harmony, to bring cooperation, to bring peace in the world, and not be the opposite. Because what happens a lot of times, and you look at the news, you look at the people doing all these wrong things, and you go into a fear mode. You go into more doubts. You go into anger. You go into frustration. Now, these are the things which deplete you, and they bring you into a scattered zone. So it's affecting other people in the same way. So that is why this huge power we have when we go inwards and bring that coherence in us.
That is really quite extraordinary. Just one or two follow-up questions, if it's all right with you. And one question is, what sabotages an individual moving out of the zone? I mean, assuming someone has actually gone into that, what sabotages coming out of that? And then how can one actually remain in that?
So the main thing is your mind. It's always the cause. So even though you try to go into coherence, your brain is record of the past. So it is going to create thoughts which you've been through before, which is created from your belief systems, which is formed because of situations you've been under, the way you've been treated, what you've gone through, etc. So those thoughts are going to be created by the brain, because the brain can't stay still, or the mind can't stay still. So this is what it creates. So the moment you have these negative thoughts or not so good thoughts or depleting thoughts, the idea is to bring awareness that, oh, this is not a good thought. And if you can recognize it and use these tools of these breathing and breathe out, you will go into coherence right then. The problem is the awareness is not there a lot of times. So you let yourself go into the loop further down, and then you become scattered, and then it goes out of the default, and goes into the default mode, which is not the coherence mode.
Yeah.
So this whole thing, again, the routine we talk about is important, that's why, to periodically bring into coherence, because it also reminds you and brings more awareness to your thoughts, where your thoughts are going, and so going inward. And any thought which, you know, is depleting, is negative, it's not working for you, doesn't feel good because it brings certain kind of experiences and emotions, you have to stop it right there. Right. So when it's easier to do in the beginning of anything, before it gets to a point when you have no energy, when you don't have, when you're depressed, and it's harder to do it at that time.
Right. Okay, very good. Thank you very much for that. Are there more points that you wanted to cover from here?
No, and probably in a different thing. It's about stress.
So that'll be a different recording. Yeah. Okay, let me just ask just one quick follow-up here. And, you know, much of what you're talking about is really establishing one's own coherence, or creating one's coherence, or moving into such a zone. What is one's barometer that that's happened? So, for example, if I'm, you know, getting into this kind of sink that you're talking about, and if I'm in that zone, how do I know that I'm in that zone?
Initially, I'm not saying you should buy the gadget, but there's a gadget. Now everybody's into gadgets now. But the HeartMath on their website, they have, it's called a sensor. So it hooks up to the Android. It hooks up to a iPhone. They have programs there which will remind you, as well as tell you in what zone you're in. So it's useful. I think $99. It's not crazily expensive. It's a lifetime thing, so you can always, and they update the apps for free. So you can use it to see where you are, and it's a great tool. And it's the reason it's actually a great tool is because it's like we always love being rewarded. So when you see the green zone, you feel happy. Oh, I am in a good zone. So that is how you start off. But once you are there, you kind of have already know where you are. And, you know, you have this sense of calmness. You know your breathing is right. You know your thoughts are good. All of these are barometers if you, you know, obviously don't buy the gadget. It's just you can choose one or the other. And some people who love technology, they would love that. Everybody has an Apple Watch now. Everybody has, you know, things like that to help them, Fitbits and, you know, all kinds of stuff. So that's another thing to have. And it's the app is free on the iPhone. It's just the sensor, because when you put it on your earlobe, it'll tell you, it'll give you that where you are.
Okay.
And it's very useful.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr.